everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Have you truly decided to make 2015 your best year ever? Have you decided to make it your year? And I really believe that sometimes we get all caught up in the moment of the holiday festivities and New Year's resolutions that, you know, we're well-intentioned, but somehow, some way, we find ourselves gravitating back to the same old, same old. And I think that's where a true decision can make all the difference. I remember years ago listening to Tony Robbins talk about the word decision, and he went on to say that the word decision, with its Latin root, means the action of cutting off. And certainly in the context of goals and achieving the things that we want to achieve in 2015, it means cutting off any other alternative, any other possibility than you kicking ass in 2015. And something, just going back in history and going back in time here, we know that the ancient Greeks, they burned their ships whenever they invaded. Cortez, the wise ass that he was, ballsy dude, ordered his men to burn the ships. I think he said it in Spanish. I can't translate. I'm not going to even try it. But why did they do this? Not because they were cold. Not because it was fashionable to burn a damn ship. I mean, what kind of an a-hole burns this ship? But they did it to cut off any other possibility than victory. So I have a few questions for you. A little soul searching here, I think, as we start the week. Do you have a plan? Are you working that plan, or is it just something that, you know, ink on paper type of thing? It's not doing you any good, right? So are you working that plan? And are you committed enough to keep modifying that plan and finding other ways until that goal and that dream comes to fruition? Now, this last part is going to require me putting on my Captain Obvious cape. Luckily, I came prepared. I mean, you guys don't know it. I have the cape on right here and now. Bad years, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to wait until New Year's Eve to show their ugly face. Now, if we go back in time, we kind of reverse engineer a bad year. A bad month doesn't wait until the 30th. And you know what? Bad weeks, they're not going to wait until Friday afternoon. And I'm here to tell you that a bad day is not going to wait until 4:59 p.m. And that brings us right to this moment, right here and now. And if you've truly decided to make 2015 your best year ever, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we create courses and offer coaching to help you sell more. To learn how, visit YourSalesPlaybook.com/hire_Paul. Go get them, folks.